The ordinance requires those over the age of 10 in a public area to wear masks, with exceptions like eating in a restaurant. Officers will enforce the mandate with a reminder for the first violation and a warning and citation the second time. Councilwoman Jessica Neese voted for a West Plains mask ordinance twice. The first time was in August, when the measure was struck down in a 3-2 vote. And the second time was last week, when a revised ordinance convinced West Plains Mayor Jack Paulman to switch sides and pass the mandate in another 3-2 vote. Neese says the week since the vote has been, quote, kind of rough, citing emails and comments she's received by West Plains residents.
I've been called all sorts of wonderful names, like a communist and a fascist and a Nazi pig, which I never in a million years would have thought that's something that would happen in West Plains, but there you have it. That's the situation we're in now.
The city of West Plains live-streamed the council meeting on its Facebook page. Hundreds of people commented on the social media site, and the majority of them opposed the mandate. About a dozen comments called for Neese and Councilman Josh Cotter, who supported the ordinance, to be removed from office. One user posted a link to a Facebook page titled Citizens Recall of Authoritarian Politicians, whose stated purpose is to recall any West Plains council members in favor of the mask mandate. Displeasure with the new rules apparently went beyond comments. On Friday, local sushi restaurant Kiko Japanese Steakhouse posted a statement on its Facebook page urging customers to, quote, stop being mean or grab our team members. Kiko confirmed to KSMU that a patron attacked a high school server after being asked to wear a mask. Jessica Neese says she understands that those who wanted a mask ordinance are in the minority in West Plains, but says she feels it's her responsibility to try to protect people with compromised immune systems or who are scared for their health and the health of their loved ones.
And as far as being voted out of office, I mean, I'll still be able to sleep at night if I get voted out of office for advocating for those folks.
As of Friday, the Howell County Health Department reported 1,939 total COVID cases, with 151 active. The county also reported 47 deaths. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.